This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Check out Penny's Bang Biscuits, all the other great products we have at danpatrick.com. Sunday night, Bears go to Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, the NFC North Showdown, Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC. And Peacock. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Marcus Spears, the big swagoo, former NFL player and an analyst for the Mothership, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the coaching strategy last night of the Denver Broncos. Nathaniel Hackett, time winding down, decided he was going to go for a 64-yard field goal instead of letting Russ cook. Fourth and five. Boy, it's going to be a long week in Denver. The I-Team is on a story right now and spending extra time trying to find out if Fritzy did indeed make a bet with Seton yesterday that he thought Denver would win and they would cover. Paulie is working on that and oh my goodness.
Go to the newsroom for an I-Team investigation.
My goodness. The motto of our news team is
fast and wrong is still fast.
Let's go to the newsroom. Paulie?
Dan, we were pretty cloudy today when we recapped the air quotes bet that Fritzy may or may have not engaged in with Seton O'Connor yesterday.
Okay.
There were some reports that the line was 6.5, then you dropped it to 5.5, and Fritzy said, I'm in, or he didn't say he's in. Then he said he actually used the phrase pie in the face. So the team cut the audio, and to put it in context, we just the clip, it's as is. So here you go.
It's not edited?
No.
Okay.
I say Denver winning. I think the point spread should be 5.5.
That's
a little high. In all honesty.
Okay, Seton, I'm going to give you Seattle and 6. Can I give him 6, Todd, or 5?
Let's go 5.5. Denver needs to win by at least 6.
Okay, Seton, you get the Seahawks, and then you get to hit Todd.
I'll take Geno Smith.
Okay.
Fritzy said, let's go 5.5. That's a call to bet, right?
Yes.
That's a call to bet, but not necessarily putting a pie to the face. You mumbled something about like a mini reference to if you play that back, he's towards the end of that. I don't know if this helps or hurts my
cause. But you know where I stand on this. Unless there's something attached to it, I don't want to hear that you have a bet. You know that.
Yeah, but don't you usually say, okay, we've got it. Pie to the face. You got the Broncos. You got the Seahawks. Usually you kind of wrap it up with something more definitive. Like this is now officially like final answer kind of thing from the game show.
So you're weaseling out of this is what you're doing.
If you guys, I'm gonna put it to you guys. If you guys,
the answer is yes. You deserve a pie to the face.
If you guys
never put it to us,
you guys unanimously feel like that was a pie to the face.
Oh, now it's unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay.
If every one of you thinks that meant it's for a pie to the face, and you really feel like that was established.
Okay. Seaton, you good with a pie to the face for Todd?
I feel like I should recuse myself, being as I'm involved.
Okay, Marvin, pie to the face for Todd.
No.
No.
You must be new here.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Don't you know what good content is?
Badgering the witness. Leading the witness. And badgering the witness.
Yeah, Paulie.
I'd like to hear it again.
I see Denver winning. I think the point spread should be 5.5.
That's
a little high, in all honesty.
Okay, Seton, I'm going to give you Seattle and 6. Can I give him 6, Todd, or 5?
Let's go 5.5. 5.5. Denver needs to win by at least 6.
Okay. Seton, you get the Seahawks, and then you get to hit Todd.
I'll take Geno Smith.
Okay, you get to hit Todd with, and then he... So I think it's there, Todd.
That's very vague and questionable.
Wait, is it?
He gets to hit you with a hammer? A chainsaw?
I don't know if we played the whole thing. Like, there was a part where I said pie to the face, like sarcastically. That wasn't part of the bite that was played, like jokingly. And then what was said
after
that?
You suggested the pie to the face.
Yeah, but then what came after that? We don't have any of that stuff. Like, after I said pie to the face, there wasn't like, yeah, pie to the face.
After you agreed to set the line at 5.5, it was later in that you were like, oh, wait, no, I don't want to do this?
The whole line thing, to me, I guess I thought that was just kind of a playful bet. I didn't know.
No, no, no. We don't do playful bet. No.
Single time
you know
we
what?
Say anything about spreads.
No, you deserve a pie to the face.
Every single time we say something.
Right now, for what you've just done.
Now I know. Anytime we talk about anything that has to remotely do with gambling, someone has to get hit with a pie.
No.
That's what we're saying. That's basically what we're saying. No, anytime we refer to any kind of line and someone picks one side or the other, someone has to get a pie.
See, this is what you always do. Always go to the opposite end.
I think I'm right. It bothers you because you're not right about what I just said.
No, you're not. Now you get two pies to the face. Keep talking.
You're dealing with onion bagel Fritzy this morning.
I don't care.
Dude, this is straight out of Breakfast Club. 2 months, Bender. I got you. 2 months.
You deserve a pie to the face for your rebuttal. And
my
that's exactly
that
what you are.
Face?
You're a rebuttal.
Week. I can't believe how you were totally leading. I just said 5 minutes ago, unanimous vote, and then you totally
this is my show. I am the Piesman. I'm giving you the Piesman.
Did you not put pressure on Marvin and totally?
Can we trademark that?
You're the Piesman committee?
I'm the Piesman committee.
Well, Marvin said
that's
no.
That's why he's like this.
Yes, I'm going to give you
a big pie in his hand?
Yes.
Marvin voted no. And you're like, but it's good content if you can hit with a face with a pie. You
Todd,
have to say yes.
Todd, I'm the one who decides.
So it's a dictatorship. It's good to know that, we're in the
it's
Soviet
a dantatorship.
Union.
You put the I in Piesman.
Yes, Paul.
Dan Patrick, tear down this wall.
Fritzy, I'm trying to be objective here. It does sound like you suggest a point spread to Seton, and then Seton says, sure.
Unbeknownst to me, that was with a pastry.
Oh, I didn't know
the
there's pie to face. So every time there's a pie to the face for that one? A pastry.
You said
all right.
Pastry.
How about this?
Allow Marvin to explain himself why he voted no. He's
how
not
about,
doing it because he's just being a good guy.
I'm the one that deciding. What if I got a pastry instead of a pie?
Like a,
you
soft,
did say,
like a soft croissant. And you could just kind of bounce off my nose or something. That would be cute. Pie is very involved. And you got to wash and it's in your clothes and you got
to get go, out of your scalp. Do you want me to get a pastry that's got some icing on it?
I think that seems reasonable based on that it's still a little up in the air. And
okay,
you're not giving Marvin a chance to explain why
no,
he thinks
here
it's
you
no.
go. I don't care.
That's weak.
I don't care. Here's the thing. From now on, and I want everybody to understand this.
Any reference to
when
a
we
point
make,
spread.
Will you shut up? When we make a bet, something is attached to it. Otherwise, nobody cares. Oh, I'm going to bet you that this team wins. And nothing's attached to it. Nobody cares. You want to put money on it? You want to put a wheel of punishment? You want to put a pie to the face? If not, then don't bring it up. Understood, back row?
Did I bring up the point spread of the Broncos?
Back
Seahawks?
Left. Back
Whoa.
Row left.
Yeah,
okay.
Same too, exactly. Both of us. Both of us.
Now I'm getting yelled at,
no.
Todd.
It's just
did I initiate the point spread of the Broncos Seahawks game?
Didn't you just listen
yes.
to the thing we played?
Did you hear yourself?
Yeah, but was I the first one to bring up this, what the point spread was or something? I wasn't the first one to bring up that what the point spread of the game was.
You changed the point
all
spread.
All I said was I think Denver should win by at least 6 points. That's all I said. And Marvin voted no because that's all I said was I think the Broncos should be able to win that game.
So if Marvin says yes, Todd, if Marvin says yes.
Well, that because now you're encouraging it and badgering and leading the witness.
No.
We already established that.
No. If it comes down to Marvin decides.
I'll tell you what. Let Marvin explain why he voted no, and if you guys think that's a weak reason, then I get a pie to the face.
Yes.
Run through the bank of callers right now. Do we have callers on the line?
Yeah.
You just do a real quick, should Todd get a pie to the face, yes or no?
Okay.
That's it.
Well,
and let them decide.
I have a lot of people that are waiting to talk about other things other than a pie to the face for Todd. But Bobby in Seattle joins us. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good. Do you think Todd deserves a pie to the face, Bobby?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
That's
a lot.
Over here, man. I'm listening to this guy weasel through the radio. Like, come on. Take the pie. You said yes. Do it.
All right, Bobby, stay on hold. I'm going to send you a pie slam-a-jamma t-shirt.
Oh, you get bonuses then.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Oh, you're leading the witnesses. Brandon in Virginia. Brandon, does Todd deserve a pie to the face?
Yes, he does.
All right.
Here's a $50 gift certificate to Starbucks. Yeah. It's a game show now.
Even if they say no, I'm going to give them pie.
Whatever. I'm going to pie.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. Let me see. Doug in North Carolina.
A new car.
Hey. Doug?
Man, I'm calling to tell you that Seton deserves a pie in the face. Because on March 17th, I called in to make a bet that Marcus Mariota would start the first game of the season.
Oh,
this is documented on DP Show Bet.
That is true.
So it's there in writing.
That is true.
Oh, wait a minute. So I'm the one that initiated the Marcus Mariota thing?
No, don't.
So I just brought up out of nowhere.
I think Marcus Mariota is going to start again. Let me ask Marvin.
So wait,
does Seton deserve a pie to the face?
Huh? I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So now every time someone mentions a starting quarterback, now I have to get the pie to the face. Okay. No, I'm glad that I know that that's how it's happening. Now I'm glad that I know. I'm glad that I know that there's going to be pastries on the line.
How?
Yeah, yuck it up.
Okay. Maybe.
Very nice. Very nice. Gang up on me. Bunch of bullies.
Jason in L.A. Jason, does Fritzy deserve a pie to the face?
Well, I actually called in to tell you that I hate Fritzy.
Oh, that's a harsh word.
That's not fun.
Wow, Jace.
Well, I'd hate you, Jason.
Could have got a free t-shirt if you just played
nice. I know.
Did we cut him off now? I wanted to know why he
I don't know.
Way.
Tyler did.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if he was calling it, but his phone was just breaking out, and he was just like, what he really said was, like, I hate when Fritzy's picked on, but somehow, like, I hate Fritzy.
But this is what you guys do. You manipulate things.
I like that Tyler hung up on him after he said that. He could have said, look, I dislike Todd.
Because Tyler's got my back. He's sensitive like that, and he doesn't like negativity.
Hmm.
I respect that.
Okay. Is it so it's settled?
You're going to throw a croissant at me, a nice soft flaky croissant from like
Marvin,
10 feet away.
I said no only because, man, Fritzy's had a rough go at it. He's had a rough night. He's had a rough day.
But that's not the point. If they would have kicked the field goal, they wouldn't have covered.
Oh, sorry,
So
Fritzy.
It wouldn't matter.
You see what you're doing to him? You're breaking him down.
No, I'm trying to have him understand what he's saying about you to understand that this was a bet with points attached to it, Todd.
In the court of law, that would definitely be leading the witness. I'm just telling you. I don't have a law background, but I've watched enough shows. You led the witness.
Yes.
And I object to that.
Yes. Marvin's playing nice because he's got like 8 pending pie bets, like Kyrie to the net, staying with the Nets. I've got like 8 more pending for Marv.
Todd, you deserve a pie.
I'm objecting to the whole thing.
It doesn't matter.
That won't change anything.
Who are you going to talk to?
And the judge
to?
Would say sustained.
I'm Goodell. Like,
no.
You're going to appeal, and then you got to go to me.
There you go. It's a dictatorship, and you get the final call. That's what it is. But is it got to be a pie, or are we talking about some other soft, flaky pastry device item?
Hot cinnamon roll to the face isn't going to feel any better. Trust me. That sticky thing and all hot.
It's in a bond to the face.
How about I throw tomatoes at you?
That's
like,
not good.
Like you, Well, I'm just trying to come up with something different. You stand against the wall outside.
Well, I'm looking for something less messy. How about, okay, more messy.
How about water balloons?
Water balloons?
You can wear your socks in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Maybe water balloons.
Are you okay with water balloons?
How many water balloons are we talking about?
Everybody on the staff gets a water balloon, and we throw it at you at the same time.
And are you in close proximity where I can get injured, or how far away are you? You know, I get a little neurotic about these things.
We could stand back 10 feet.
15 seems more
reasonable. No, it's 10.
Let's do water balloons.
You want to do water balloons?
Can you get that ready in time for today, or is that going to be like a date to be named?
I can get Picture Day Ray to go out. He's not doing anything in the back.
Now he's got to go schlep to some Party City store or something,
yes,
and get balloons.
And get you balloons. And then we'll fill it up, and then we'll pepper you.
Let's mix it up a little bit instead of the...
Now, how about this? I can wait another day. I could wait till tomorrow.
And put another double or nothing bet on it?
No, there's no double or nothing here. Let me take a break. Big Swagoo is going to join us. See what he thinks of the coaching philosophy last night. We'll take a break. 15 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums. And worse yet, rewards flat out expire. It doesn't happen with Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards because you do get your, you know, points to be able to redeem them. That's the redeem rewards that you have with Discover. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Once again, Sunday night, Bears go to Lambeau. Boy, the Packers should be in a good mood. Aaron Rodgers and the Pack, NFC North Showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I guess, Paulie?
There is no worse game on a Bears schedule because usually what happens the first time they play the Packers, the Bears take a really nice, comfortable lead in the first half. Like a couple years ago, Khalil Mack will have like 3.5 sacks or some quarterback will play out of his mind, and then Aaron Rodgers will rip our hearts out.
How did that make you feel watching Khalil Mack play out of his mind for the Chargers over the weekend against the Raiders?
I think we have a guest.
But you got
a
win. You got the win.
That was a fun day for Chicago fans. That picture of Justin Fields sliding,
yeah,
that'll keep us warm for a few weeks.
The big swagoo, Marcus Spears, set to join us here in a moment. I mentioned that the Dallas Cowboys were 2-point favorites against the Bengals. And then we found out that Dak Prescott needed thumb surgery. The line has now moved to Bengals by 7. How about that jump there? Jerry in Cincinnati, then we'll try to get the big swagoo on here. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I think Fritzy should have to take a pie to the face, but I think you should defer it until the morning after the first Broncos win to rain on his parade.
Okay. Fritzy, are you willing to accept those terms, that you can defer it until the Broncos win a game, then that next day you have to take a pie to the face?
I think I'd rather get it over with sooner than later. But okay. We were talking water balloons, and now we're back to the pie.
We can do water balloons.
Whatever you guys want to do. I'll actually leave it to you. I'm fine with either one.
Okay. Then
whatever's more fun. Whatever you think is better.
Let's bring in Marcus Spears, the big swagoo, ESPN NFL analyst. And you can see him on NFL Live at 4 Eastern every weekday on the mothership. Good to have you back, Marcus. Could Russell Wilson have shaken off his coach when Nathaniel Hackett said, we're going to go for the field goal? Could Russ have said, no, I want to go for it?
DP, yeah, man, good to see you. Yeah, I think he's built the cachet to be able to do that, especially understanding that moment. Like, we can't say in one breath that Russell Wilson is one of the better fourth quarter quarterbacks in the league over the last 10 years, 8 years. And then also him not have – he just got – by the way, DP, he just got $250 million in a contract. So I'm sure Russell Wilson has more weight in the Denver franchise than his head coach at the moment, right? I think he could have. And look, I'm not going to blame Russell Wilson for not doing it. Obviously, you got a head coach and it's a title for a reason. But it's also, like, it is some blame to go around. Like, what other coach on the coaching staff didn't run over and say, hey, Nathaniel, like, let's take a timeout and at least think about what we're going to do. Or let's take a timeout. Let's kick the field goal. If we miss it, we still may have time to get the ball back because we'll have 2 timeouts left. It was a massive failure. And obviously we're going to give the brunt of it to the head coach because ultimately he has to make that decision and he's the offensive mind. But I think Russ had enough cachet and has enough stock in the NFL in his career and enough success to be like, man, I'm calling timeout. You just be mad at me Tuesday and Thursday and the rest of the week. But I'm going to try to give us the best chance to win, and maybe you aren't ready for this moment in your first NFL game, coach.
I just didn't know why you don't take a timeout to at least discuss it. Do we have a play that right. We really like? Has this worked? And then you can run the clock after that if you want to. But at least get down to a 40-yard field goal, not 64 on the road. Yes. That's what I don't understand.
DP, field goals over 60 yards since the 1960s. You know how many have been made? They're 2 of 41. Like, 2 of 41. That is, in what world? And I get it that we got different type of kickers. They got bigger legs. We understand that guys can kick for distance. We've seen it. But those odds, as opposed to a 4th and 5 with a quarterback that has done this over 50 times since we've watched him play, it was mind-boggling, man. And look, everybody's reaction was Peyton's reaction.
Yeah.
Like, all time out, yes, man. Like, just settle yourself down. Not to mention,
there was the other thing that Peyton and Eli brought up, and that was they were getting out of the huddle with like 11 seconds to go. And the whole thing with the quarterback nowadays is I get to sort of survey the landscape. Well, yeah, I can survey with 16 or 17 or 15 seconds. 11, we start to get into, uh-oh, and that's, I didn't understand that, you know, coming from a veteran.
And we're not being harsh. We're not being harsh by this, DP, because look, every time in the NFL, when you make a statement, like, we have overreaction week one. No, we're reacting to week one. We'll react to week two when it happens. We'll react to the next good thing. We'll react to the next bad thing. And then that'll be a culmination of things that happen throughout the season. And that'll tell us where these teams are and why they are where they are. But this is not an overreaction to week one. You're an NFL head coach. You've been given that title. You've seen enough games. You come from a family of coaches where they've been in these critical situations where you have to make a decision. And I'm not going to give Nathaniel Hackett a pass because it's his first game coaching. DP, they got peewee coaches that would have called timeout in that situation.
Yeah.
They got guys, you don't have to, like, there is no rocket science element. There is no other thing that we can talk about. Well, maybe he was thinking this or maybe he was thinking that. If he was thinking that I'm going to bleed the clock to try to kick a 64-yard field goal, that's horrible coaching is all it is. That's the answer.
If I had Justin Tucker, I'm fine with it. And if I'm in Denver, then I can at least go, okay, I understand this. It's a home field. It's at, you know, elevation. I'm a little bit better. Not on the road trying to kick that field goal. This is why I traded for Russell Wilson. Because if I had Drew Lock, then I do kick the field goal. I got Russell Wilson on 4th and 5. We're talking to the big swagoo, Marcus Spears. Okay. I don't know how well you know Jerry Jones, but you were a Cowboy at once. I'm wondering, can Jerry stand pat with Cooper Rush and not be tempted to go after Jimmy Garoppolo?
If you're trying to win, if you believe that you can win, you don't stand pat with Cooper Rush. Like, but then there's an underlying issue. All season, if you're a Super Bowl, let's put this in context. I was on Get Up this morning talking about this, and I'm so frustrated with the Cowboys because I spent all offseason saying, why is nothing happening? The roster, honestly, DP, the roster wasn't good enough to win a championship before all of this happened.
Yep.
It wasn't. And I know people want to be optimistic about their teams. And, you know, we talk about, like, the Jets had a good draft and the Lions are a team that's on the ascent. Realistically, they're not winning a Super Bowl. They're not good enough to win one. They don't have the roster yet to win one. Dallas didn't have the roster before Dak Prescott got hurt. So you now go into crisis management. You go into desperation. And now you're in a position where you got to go with Cooper Rush, with a team that doesn't have the requisite weapons at wide receiver, an offensive line that's young, that is the reason that your quarterback has to have thumb surgery, giving up 2 pressures back-to-back to Shaquille Barrett, which in turn is why Dak Prescott's thumb is broken. Like, I hate to to sound so harsh on Tyler Smith, but that's the reality of it. That's football. Good offensive linemen, good tackles give up sacks. Sometimes their quarterbacks get hurt. But ultimately, that's the result of that. So now you got Cooper Rush, and everybody's talking about this favorable schedule. I want people to acknowledge that the Dallas Cowboys roster is not good. It's not good. It wasn't, and in context, what are we talking about? Are we talking about this team being a wild card? Are we talking about them winning 9 or 10 games to appease people, to make them think that going into 23-24 season, we can make a few moves and be a better team? They stood pat and did nothing. But going back to my point of what I was talking about on Get Up this morning, DP, let's go through the list of teams that's trying to win a Super Bowl. The Los Angeles Chargers went out and got Khalil Mack and J.C. Jackson. They fortified a run defense, getting Sebastian Joseph Day from the Los Angeles Rams. Because on the other side of the ball, they had Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams. And they said to themselves as a front office, we can win a championship. Let's go do what it takes to win a championship. Devontae Adams wanted to go back and play with Derek Carr. Fine. But the Las Vegas Raiders had to go get Devontae Adams. They had to do it because they want to win a championship. The Buffalo Bills were 13 seconds away from going to the AFC Championship game. They said, we aren't good enough. We didn't close on Patrick Mahomes in the last 13 seconds. Let's go get Von Miller and let's try to win a championship. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for the last 3 years or 2 years, however long Tom has been there, has made every roster decision to win a Super Bowl. They went and got Antonio Brown when nobody in the league thought he would come back after the Raiders debacle. This year, they go get Julio Jones. And everybody, Julio looked great to me, because what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are thinking is, if I can put Julio across from Mike Evans with Chris Godwin in the middle, I can have something without having to ask Julio to catch 100 balls on the season. Okay? The Los Angeles Rams, for the last 4 to 5 years, have mortgaged their future to win a Super Bowl. Guess what, DP? We do not care about that because they are the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. They bought themselves. They've answered the question that every fan is going to have. Maybe when a time comes that they're not doing well, they're going to say, well, we exhausted it all and we won a Super Bowl. All right, now we in rebuild mode. The Dallas Cowboys stood pat and did nothing. Oh, by the way, in their division, DP, the Philadelphia Eagles went and signed Bradbury because they needed a better secondary. They also went and signed A.J. Brown. And Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones said verbatim, we like our guys. And they scored. They not only scored 3 points, they didn't get in the red zone in the game against Tampa. But, hey, they want to win Super Bowls. It's the Dallas Cowboys. We going to run this thing through Zeke Elliott. DP, if you were going to win a championship running the football, I'm so frustrated it's slipping my mind. Derrick Henry would have 3. The Tennessee Titans would have 3 Super Bowls if you could run your way to one. You know what happened when the Tennessee Titans went and took a lead against the Kansas City Chiefs a few years back in the playoffs? The Kansas City Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes. And they had weapons like Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Oh, I didn't mention that the Miami Dolphins signed Tyreek Hill with a quarterback that ain't as good as Dak Prescott. You know why? Because they trying to win a championship. But I digress. I'm sorry, brother. I just had to get that off my head.
Are you in a supply closet at ESPN?
I'm actually in the makeup room, the one that's not occupied.
So you're in
I need to be in a closet praying. I need a prayer closet. Is what I need.
Do you ever want to hit somebody? Because you spent more than half your life hitting people. You don't get to anymore.
Not as much as I used to, but when I see things transpire in football games, I want to hit people, but now it's illegal, DP. So I have to channel that energy towards doing what we're doing right now and ranting and raving about the dumb things that happened.
But would you like to do what Leonard Fournette did to Micah Parsons?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. It's nothing better. It's nothing better to make another man know that you were there. Okay, then you remember, like, there was this company or whatever, wish you were here or something like that. Sometimes you have that feeling as a former football player where you just want to make people know that, yeah, I used to do this. I used to lock offensive linemen out and drag them to their knees and hit running backs and let them know that I was here. Yeah, I missed that, man. I just have nobody here to do that against anymore.
If Orlovsky walks in, wouldn't you love to pop him just once?
Yeah, but that, you know, it's not that exciting because he was an easy sack when he was playing. So it ain't that exciting. But I do have times where I want to hit it.
I'm trying to think if Damian Woody came in.
Yeah. I don't want to hit Woody because both of our knees would fall out our leg.
Good to talk to you again, as always. Thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll be watching this afternoon, NFL Live at 4 Eastern.
Thank you, my brother, and I have to acknowledge that LSU helmet in the back. I love it. Keep it up.
All right, Marcus. Marcus Spears, NFL Live at 4 Eastern. Yeah, I was wondering if he was in a work closet there. You know, you had that kind of industrial clock there.
And it looked like there's a lot of like paper towels or something behind him, yeah.
a couple of phone calls in here. Robert in Portland. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Great, great, great.
So I got to tell you, Fritzy is absolutely wrong. Marv is a witness for Fritzy. So you, in your position, are cross-examining Fritzy's witness. So you're supposed to lead the witness. You're supposed to get him to answer the question exactly how you want. So
are you an attorney, Robert?
I'm a trial attorney in Portland. So the questions might be, Marv, isn't it abundantly clear that based on the recording yesterday, Fritzy sets the spread? Well, yes, of course that's true. Well, isn't it also abundantly clear that any time we set a bet in my studio, that something's always attached to it? Well, yeah, that's also true. Well, based on those facts, coupled with the fact that my name's on the bottom of the paycheck that you cash every month, doesn't Fritzy deserve a pie to the face? Well, yes, of course. You're supposed to lead the witness. That's exactly what you're supposed to do, DP. So if you ever want to be a trial attorney in Portland, just let me know.
Robert, if you had one question for Fritzy as a lawyer, what would you ask him?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think I would ask him that question. Fritzy, isn't it abundantly clear that every single time we set a bet in the studio that something has to be tied to it? You're exactly right, DP. If there's nothing tied to the bet, then the bet is useless. It's pointless.
Todd, would you like to answer?
I was unaware that every time we talk about point spreads, there has to be something attached to it, like a pie in the face. So I'll plead ignorance to that.
Mm. Yeah, this is a guy who finished second in his class in high school.
I will also say that what was just said convinces me that I probably deserve a pie to the face.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Yes.
I think if there's any, I don't know, was that the prosecutor that just called in and Todd's defense attorney needs to call in now? Or I don't know how that works, but maybe we could get another legal mind to help
Todd out.
Well,
I just think he was, you know, examining what I was doing. He was being an analyst for me being an attorney.
I was impressed by that. If A and B are true, then C is a pie to the face, whatever he was getting there.
Did you order the pie to the face? You damn right I did!
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Couple of phone calls in here. John in California. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Dan, first time caller, long time listener, 5'11 in Burley. I think we're missing the big picture here. This is must-see TV. We need to have a camera inside Fritzy's room where he watches football. His family cannot even watch him watch football, and I just think the man needs to be in a padded room with and away from sharp objects. But
talk about that, John. Thanks for the phone call. The next time around, that we'll do a Fritzy cam where we get to watch him watch the game. Are you okay with that, Todd? If we do that,
it's scary, but I am because it's just really disturbing. I can't believe I still get like that. And I'm going to be 53 years old and I act like I'm 12 and my whole life depends on the Broncos winning a football game. And it's week one. You would think it was the Super Bowl. That's how I was getting last night.
Jason in L.A. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, DP. I wanted to apologize to Fritzy. I was trying to make a play
on how you love him but don't love him. I was trying to say I hate him but I like him because he's more like me. When I look in the mirror, I see myself. I don't know. It was all just a haste in what I was saying. I'm at work. I was trying to just play with you guys. Oh. Anyways, I was calling in to reference if you can enlighten me on why I dislike Pete Carroll so much after he left USC. I felt like he ran like a rat to the NFL, and that's all I got for you.
All right, Jace. Seems like that's a long time ago. Yeah, we wondered why Pete was leaving with impending probation, but he found a home in Seattle. He's done a very good job there. But, yeah, that's a topic from a long, long time ago. Mike in Ohio. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Got an idea for an award that I think that should only be eligible for any of the Danettes. I think there needs to be an award for the Danettes. And at the end of the year, either whoever wins the most pie to the face bets or receives the most pies to the face, the winner of that, whichever you decide, the last show of the calendar year, that guy receives from Dan the Peisman Trophy.
Yeah, I got to come up with the actual trophy. I don't know if it's me posing with my hand out with a pie in my face. So you do a bronze version of the Heisman with me with my hand out with a pie in my hand. What do you think?
Okay.
The Peisman?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Although I don't know if the Heisman people have a problem with that, but I am a voter, so maybe they'll give me a little leeway. Yes. You
got some contraband there on the wall.
Yeah. Brandy in Iowa is back. Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Thanks for taking the call. First of all, I now go by Velcro Brandy
Iowa. I like it.
There's the plug. Yeah. Sounds like Todd has softened, had this idea for that. How about water balloons covered with whipped cream? And then the last part real quick, I take umbrage with the soft stance against Marvin. I think he deserves a pie. There is no sympathy or emotion in betting.
All right. Wow. That's Brandy wants two victims there. Yeah, Marv, you're getting roughed up for being soft. Or maybe too nice.
Just being a good person?
Yeah. There is no room for that on this show.
Not on my watch.
Just letting you know.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, see, I got to get him in.
Why are you?
I don't understand why Marvin's taking crap. He stuck up for me, and he felt genuinely that I didn't deserve a pie, and now he's a bad guy, and everyone's got to jump on him. It's weak. I think it's weak. Encouraging negativity and nastiness. We don't need that.
Man,
we're better than that.
You can play the victim really well.
How does he become soft? You asked him yes or no to deserve pie. I don't think it deserves pie.
No, I'm
just
saying
soft.
He's being called soft by the audience.
Why is he being called soft, though? And what does that say about the people voting him soft? They got their own issues.
Brandon in Ohio. Hi, Brandon. Welcome.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Brandon.
My suggestion would be if you do something other than a pie for Fritzy, like a pastry, knowing how great he is with household chores, give him a broom and have him cleaned up afterwards as well.
Oh, my God. You know, we've thought about punishing him by having him cook or do household chores here. Remember when you made a pie?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. Remember when you tried to use a broom?
That was a disaster, yeah. You couldn't believe it.
We've done a lot on this show in 16 years, but you did not know how to use a broom. There was confetti all over the floor. You seriously did not know how to use a broom.
It was a very strange approach I took to it, which would not get anything clean.
Like, I've been speechless on this show before with things we've done. That one, I still can't understand.
I've done the vacuum in my life once in a while, so Todd, you just go back and forth.
Todd,
with the broom, I don't really do the broom.
You didn't know how to use a broom.
I never really had a need to use a broom for anything. I would take out the vacuum, and then it sucks it up. Eventually, if you move it around enough, it gets the lint and the hair or whatever is on the floor. So it gets everything out of there.
Joseph in California. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dan, how's it going? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Sure.
5-10-1-8. That idea for the pie trophy, what if you do the American pie with the hole in the middle?
Sure.
Save that for the looking.
We have to come up with a Peisman trophy. I've forgotten how many bets. Seton still is owed a couple of pies. And you lost the Marcus Mariota bet with Doug in North Carolina.
Allegedly.
No, you did. You did. That he was going to start at least one game. And Mike Florio was not our good buddy yesterday. He was busy saying, I'm busy. When we reached out to say, Mike, you got to take a pie to the face for your Tom Brady bet.
He's always so nice with his text. Sure, what time do you need me? I'm glad to do it. This time I was like, don't you owe us a pie in the face? I have bigger fish to fry right now. I was like, whoa.
Is he doing his job and taking care of
him? Doing stuff like your job and not helping us.
We love Mike.
This day in sports history, Paul.
The LPGA was formed in 1949. John McEnroe won his third consecutive U.S. Open in 1981.
Beat Bjorn Borg.
Yep. In 71, the WHA, the World Hockey Association, was formed. And let's see. I'll throw one for the Yankee fans. John Wetland of the Yankees became the second Yankee to have 40 more saves in the season. He had a nice little career before Mo came in town.
Ichiro on this date. Ichiro became the first player in baseball history with at least 200 hits in 9 straight seasons. Cade McNown threw 5 touchdown passes. UCLA beat Texas.
Too soon.
And the biggest defeat of a ranked team in the AP college football poll. Texas was 11th in the country. That was 1997. Cade McNown. The Bears took him.
All right.
That was it.
I feel like Fritzy.
And then he disappeared. That's all I got. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, we actually had a perfect poll today and never even really got to it, which is unfortunate. But more entertaining this week, college football or the NFL? 50.4 to 49.6.
All right.
How about that?
How about that?
The NFL slightly more entertaining.
I got to figure out what I'm doing tonight. Might be family time. I got nothing else to watch. Oh, I know.
Hop on Champions League if you want. Barcelona, Bayern Munich.
It's Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
If you're a Danette with a kind heart, you're soft.
Shut up. Seton, what did you learn?
Apparently, every time I mention a quarterback starting, now I have to get a pie to the face.
Marv?
I was a witness.
Yes, you were. Paulie?
Don't be nice.
We could talk about Discover, where you redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, which is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for joining us. We're going to try to do it tomorrow. Maybe Todd will stop whining. One more item as we close out the show on this Tuesday, GetRefunds.com. Remember, GetRefunds.com. If you own a business and you have 5 or more employees and manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. GetRefunds.com has a team of tax attorneys. They put that team together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPPs, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. GetRefunds.com. Go there. You click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner.
Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.